I think there's still plenty of room for investigative documentaries in the truest sense, because I think it would be wrong to think that all programme makers have pre-decided what the outcome will be. They may have a claim or an allegation that forms the basis of their investigation that they want to try and prove or disprove, but I don't think that there would be any less appetite for such programmes. In fact, I think given the slew of reality TV and factual entertainment or specialist factual, the role of investigative documentary like a Classic Dispatches for Channel 4 or the Classic Panorama on the BBC is even more important. And it's good to see that ITV have come back into serious frontline investigative programme making with its exposure strand, going out at a reasonable time, 10:30, I think, on a Monday. It's great to see that. Of course, one shouldn't forget that it wasn't that long ago when World in Action was going out in the middle of the schedule in an evening at sort of 8 or 8:30. And if we were to see Tonight with Trevor McDonald, for example, completely phased out and nothing in its place put on ITV, then that would be a retrograde step. But no, I think there's a real appetite still for hard-hitting investigative programmes, and you only have to look at the audiences for such programmes to see that this is something that public service broadcasters should be engaging in. We are currently looking at a sensitive subject with a commissioner. She wants to be sure that our investigation would provide new findings, a new approach to this particular story before she feels confident enough to take it further. She wants to engage with us on the subject. It's a subject that's controversial, but it has been tackled in a certain way before. I think it will make a powerful film because it's a continuing subject. I don't think it's unreasonable for the commissioner to be asking what she's asking us to do, which is to provide evidence that there is a new area which would merit further investigation. I don't think she's looking for us to have all the answers neatly wrapped before going ahead with a yes, but I do accept that there is a pressure to deliver when there are limited budgets. You know, it's not a case of having an open-ended checkbook and being told to go away in 6 months and come back with a film. In fact, I don't think that's ever been the case, and certainly isn't now. I think every broadcaster wants to be sure that their commissioning money is being spent wisely, and that is especially true, as I'm sure it always was, when dealing with independent. But no, I don't think we have to have a neatly drawn out story arc from start to finish. We didn't know the outcome of the BBC Panorama that Grace made, I Helped My Daughter Die. We didn't know how that was going to finish off. We didn't know whether Kay Gildadale would be found guilty or not guilty of attempted murder, of assisting in the suicide of her chronically ill daughter. But nonetheless, the commissioning editor, Sandy Smith, was happy to go ahead and commission that programme. And when it was made and went out, it was a very powerful film.